These readings ask us today to make the clear distinction between the earthly things and the heavenly things. The first reading told us how God takes care of his people, whom we are today. While people of Israel were grumbling to Moses and Aaron, they were complaining about hunger, which they feared a lot, as they said they would rather die into the land of Egypt where they had bread. Brothers and sisters, this was an abomination, because after God had helped them and liberated them from the land of Egypt, if you remember it well, they swore to obey him, they swore to be the children of God, and God to become their father. So in this gambling, they didn't really know whom they should complain to, whom they should go. Instead of complaining to God, because he was their father and they were his children, instead of complaining or gambling to God, they preferred to gamble to Moses and Aaron. This is what we are asked today to reflect on. Whenever we are complaining, whenever we have complaints, to whom do we go to? Sometimes we confuse even those people who should solve our problems or who should answer to our questions, those complaints. Do we really know to whom shall we complain to? Hunger of food, this hunger of food made them blind. The earthly needs cut their connection with God, their parent. We too, sometimes we are like these people. We complain a lot in this life. We complain about many situations. Sometimes we complain even on the things that we were grateful for when we received them. In our lives are full of complaints. Each one of us should go into himself and see or look at himself, what are the things that is complaining about. Most of the time, we will find out that those things we are complaining for today, they are the things that the other time we were grateful. Let's take a simple example. For the people who are complaining about their spouses, remember when you first get married, how you were saying, "Lord, I'm very grateful for this beautiful wife or husband." But nowadays, we sometimes say, "I'm tired of the spouse that you gave me." We are complaining. And instead of complaining to God, who gave us that spouse, we sometimes complain about those spouse, and we bring the argument and we set bad examples to the children that we were also grateful once we received them. Sometimes we don't know to whom should we complain to. The first reading told us and gave us the answer. While Moses and Aaron, instead of having an argument with the people, immediately they went to complain to God, because they knew whom they should complain to. This means whenever we have those complaints, just come into the church, just come and do the adoration. And during the adoration, it means face to face with God. I'm seeing you, you are seeing me. I'm complaining about this. Why can't you come to my help? Do it with confidence, and immediately you will get the answer. Because once Moses and Aaron knew the person whom they should complain to, immediately God said, I'm going to give them bread, don't worry. I'm going to give them meat, don't worry. Whenever we know the person whom we should complain, whenever we take Jesus as the answer to our complaints and to our problems, immediately everything is solved. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are called especially to know the person whom we should complain to. Take our complaints and bring them to Jesus, especially in adoration, and everything will work out. That's why even the gospel of today told us how these people, remember the last Sunday, the question was, my question was, if the gospel could tell us where did these people go after they ate bread? Because Jesus left them because they wanted to make him a king, and not because they were believers, but because they wanted to eat bread, the earthly things. So today they were looking for him. Once they get to, they meet him, their question is, when did you get there? How did you get there? You left us on the shore, and how did you get here? Jesus told them, he knows. Jesus knows our hearts. Jesus knows us better, what is inside our hearts. And Jesus knows why we are sitting here. Jesus knows why we are attending this Mass. What do we have inside our heart? That's why he told them, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs and you believed, but because you ate bread and you were full. That's it. Jesus knows our intentions. It's not, this means that we sometimes say we are Christian because we attend the Sunday Mass. Or because we just attend Mass, I'm a Christian because I attend Mass. But what do I do after that Mass? What transformation that I get from the Mass that I had the opportunity to hear every day? We had a conversation with Jesus, like an argument, having an argument with someone, because it was back and forth. Jesus wanted to raise them from their earthly things, earthly understanding, to raise them up to the world, to the heavenly understanding. What did you do? You gave us bread. That is like the bread that our fathers ate during the desert. Is it the real way? Desert or dessert? Sometimes I confuse the word. But it's the same bread. But today, Jesus wanted them to really understand the meaning of the real bread, and Jesus is himself the bread. Brothers and sisters, don't be right judgmental to these people who were looking for Jesus because they wanted bread. Instead, let's look at into ourselves and see why are we looking for Jesus. To know this, let us ask ourselves, what am I praying for? What are my concerns today? Are we praying for the social justice? Are we praying for the peace in the world? Are we praying for maybe the common need? If we are praying for that, the common need, the justice, the forgiveness, the reconciliation among people, it means that we are praying not as the Gentiles, but we are praying as the people who know Jesus Christ. But if we are praying for our own well-being, our wealth, our health, it means that our mentality and understanding is still at the low point. We are still at the base. That's why Jesus tells us today, I'm the real bread, and the one who eats me, he will never die, because he can at least understand. If we receive the Eucharist, this is the real bread. If we receive the Eucharist without saying amen, this is not the real bread. We just take it as the bread, as other breads. Because receiving the Eucharist, we agree that we are able to be transformed by the man whom we welcome, by the man who's coming into my heart, and by the man who find a dwelling into my heart. Jesus wanted them to change their mind. He wanted them to grow in faith. He encouraged them to work for the eternal bread. He himself is the bread, the Eucharist that we receive every day or most of the time. If we do really believe in it, we receive his body, we receive Jesus Christ himself. If we receive it with dignity and respect, he tells us the heavenly thing that we should walk for. Whenever we eat his body, we are strengthened to avoid our earthly life, such as life with jealousy, life with hatred, life with gossip, life with selfishness, life with greed, rife with disobedience, rife with miscommunication, especially with the people who surround us. The Eucharist, the body of Christ, is the remedy to our old self, our former way of living, corrupted through deceitful desires, as we heard it from the second reading. The second reading encouraged us to remember our true identity as a Christian. Don't be like the Gentiles, attending only the Sunday Mass. If you do not show the difference, there is nothing new. It's like the Gentiles. They had their way to worship God, but our God, the second reading told us, that's not how you were taught about Jesus Christ. That's not how you were taught the life of Jesus Christ. Because you are a Christian, you were taught to imitate the guy, you were taught to imitate Jesus Christ. Don't be like the Gentiles. Don't do like others do. Try to find that self. Try to find that intimate time with Jesus, and with that intimacy, he is the one who will tell you what you should do in order to walk for the heavenly things. That's what we are called today, to make a clear distinction between the heavenly thing and the earthly thing. Not be like Gentiles, who glorify themselves in their futurity of mind. We have to show them the difference. Once we receive the body of Christ, the Eucharist, we are renewed in the spirit of our mind, and we are put on the new self, created in God's way, in righteousness and the holiness of truth. May God today help us to receive Him with dignity. May His body that we receive help us not to seek Him because of the earthly things, but because of the heavenly things. Amen.